This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A leaked document from the U.S. Supreme Court obtained by Politico suggests a majority of justices could be prepared to overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 case that legalized abortion nationwide. In a statement, Republican U.S. Representative Doug Lamborn said the leaked draft shows courage and integrity and said he hoped the court overturned the decision. In a joint statement, Democratic U.S. Representative Diana DeGette said overturning the case would deal a shattering blow to abortion care access in the U.S. CPR has more reactions to the leaked Roe v. Wade decision online, as well as a guide to what is likely to happen in Colorado if the case is overturned. Head over to CPR.org. State lawmakers will consider a fast-moving new proposal to reduce property tax rates, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The bill would keep about $700 million in the hands of property taxpayers for tax years 2023 and 2024, Senator Chris Hansen.
It's immediate and it's certain. And that is something that we can deliver here in the last few days of the legislative session.
The plan is the result of months of negotiations between the Polis administration and Colorado Concern. The business group had been working on its own potential ballot measure that would affect billions of dollars in property tax revenue, but Colorado Concern agreed to cancel that effort if this new tax proposal passes at the legislature. The latest plan would offer relief to both residential and commercial properties, and it's expected to partially offset increases in tax bills caused by rising property values. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Learn more at CPR.org. Republican Minority Leader Chris Hulbert will resign from the state Senate after the legislative session ends this month. Term limits are already guaranteed, but this would be the last of his 8 years serving in the chamber. This is CPR and KRCC.